Scarlet by Marissa Meyer. Read for you by Rebecca Soler. Scarlet was descending toward the alley behind the Rieux Tavern when her port screen chimed from the passenger seat, followed by an automated voice. Comm received for Mademoiselle Scarlet Benoit from the Toulouse Law Enforcement Department of Missing Persons. Heart jumping, she swerved just in time to keep the ship's starboard side from skidding against the stone wall and threw down the brakes before reaching a complete stop. Scarlet killed the engine, already grabbing for the discarded port screen. Its pale blue light glinted off the cockpit's controls. They'd found something. The Toulouse police must have found something. "Accept!" she yelled, practically choking the port in her fingers. She expected a vid link from the detective assigned to her grandmother's case, but all she got was a stream of unembellished text. 28 August 126 TE. Re. Case ID number AIG00155819, filed on 11 August 126 TE. This communication is to inform Scarlet Benoit of Rieux, France, EF, that as of 15:42 on 28 August 126, the case of missing person Michel Benoit of Rieux, France, EF, has been dismissed due to lack of sufficient evidence of violence or nonspecific foul play. Conjecture, person left of own free will and or suicide. Case closed. We thank you for your patronage of our detective services. The comm was followed by a video ad from the police, reminding all delivery ship pilots to be safe and wear their harnesses while engines were running. Scarlet stared at the small screen, until the words turned into a screaming blur of white and black, and the ground seemed to drop out from beneath the ship. The plastic panel on the back of the screen crunched in her tightening grip. "Idiots!" she hissed to the empty ship. The words "case closed" laughed back up at her. She released a guttural scream and slammed the port down on the ship's control panel, hoping to shatter it into pieces of plastic and metal and wire. After three solid whaps, the screen only flickered in mild irritation. "You idiots!" She threw the port at the floorboards in front of the passenger seat and slumped back, stringing her curly hair through her fingers. Her harness cut into her chest, suddenly strangling, and she released the buckle and kicked open her door at the same time, half falling into the alley's shadows. The grease and whiskey scent from the tavern nearly choked her as she swallowed her breaths, trying to rationalize her way out of the anger. She would go to the police station. It was too late to go now. Tomorrow, then. First thing in the morning. She would be calm and logical, and she would explain to them why their assumptions were wrong. She would make them reopen the case.